GCSE Mathematics Trigonometry Podcast 10-Minute Educational Episode.
Intro 1 minute.
Hello, and welcome to this GCSE Mathematics Study Podcast. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving into one of the most powerful tools in your maths toolkit, trigonometry. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Trigonometry sounds complicated, right? But here's the thing. Once you understand the fundamental patterns, it becomes incredibly logical. And the best part? AK examiners love testing trigonometry because it rewards candidates who can think systematically and apply formulas accurately. In the next 10 minutes, we'll cover everything you need to know for both foundation and higher tier, from the essential SOH CATOA right through to the sine and cosine rules. We'll also talk about what examiners are really looking for in your answers, the common mistakes that cost students marks, and how to approach those tricky three-dimensional problems. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's make trigonometry your secret weapon for exam success.
Core concepts, 5 minutes. Let's start with the foundation. Right-angled triangles and the three trigonometric ratios. Every right-angled triangle has three sides. The longest side, opposite the right angle, is always called the hypotenuse. Then, relative to any angle you're working with, let's call it theta, you have the opposite side, which is directly across from that angle, and the adjacent side, which is next to the angle. The three ratios are sine, cosine, and tangent. And this is where SOH CATOA comes in. SOH means sine equals opposite over hypotenuse. CASH means cosine equals adjacent over hypotenuse. And TOA means tangent equals opposite over adjacent. This mnemonic is absolutely essential. You'll use it in every single trigonometry question. Here's a key examiner tip. Before you even touch your calculator, label your triangle, write H for hypotenuse, O for opposite, and A for adjacent. This takes 5 seconds, but prevents the most common error, using the wrong ratio. Examiners award method marks for correct ratio selection, so even if your final answer is slightly off due to rounding, you can still earn marks for choosing sine, cosine, or tangent correctly. Let's talk about finding angles. If you know two sides and need to find an angle, you'll use the inverse functions, sine inverse, cosine inverse, or tangent inverse. Your calculator has these, they're usually marked as sine to the power of -1, cos to the power of -1, and tan to the power of -1. Make absolutely certain your calculator is in degree mode, not radians. This is a silent killer in exams. Check it before you start. Now, for higher tier candidates, you also need to know the sine rule and the cosine rule for non-right angled triangles. The sine rule states that A over sine A equals B over sine B equals C over sine C, where lowercase letters are sides and uppercase letters are the opposite angles. You use the sine rule when you have two angles and one side or two sides and a non-included angle. The cosine rule is for when you have three sides and need an angle, or two sides and the included angle between them. That's called an SAS triangle. The formula is A squared equals B squared plus C squared minus 2BC cosine A. Notice it looks a bit like Pythagoras, but with that extra term. The cosine rule is essential for those trickier non-right-angled problems. Three-dimensional trigonometry appears frequently at higher tier. The key is to extract the two-dimensional right-angled triangle from the three-dimensional shape. For example, if you're finding the angle a line makes with a plane, you must first drop a perpendicular from a point on the line down to the plane. That perpendicular becomes one side of your right-angled triangle. Redraw this triangle separately. Examiners give credit for clear diagrams and then apply SOH CATOA as usual. Exam tips and common mistakes, 2 minutes. Let's talk about what loses candidates' marks. First, premature rounding. If you round sine of 35 degrees to 0.57 and then multiply, your final answer will be outside the acceptable range. Always write down the full calculator display before rounding to three significant figures at the very end. Method marks are awarded for correct working, but accuracy marks require precision. Second, confusing the sine rule and cosine rule? Ask yourself, is there a right angle? If yes, use SOH CATOA. If no, do I have two angles and a side? Then use sine rule. Do I have two sides and the angle between them or all three sides? Then use cosine rule. This decision tree will guide you every time. Third, in show that questions, you must show every step explicitly. Write the formula, substitute the values, and show the intermediate calculation. Examiners cannot award reasoning marks if you jump straight to the answer, even if it's correct. Fourth, always include units in your final answer if the question gives units. If the question asks for an angle, give your answer in degrees. If it asks for a length and the triangle is measured in centimeters, your answer must be in centimeters. It sounds simple, but it's an easy mark to lose.
Quick fire, recall, quiz, 1 minute.
Right, let's test your recall. I'll ask a question, pause, and then give the answer. Ready?
Question one, what does SOH stand for?
Pause.
Answer, sine equals opposite over hypotenuse.
Question two, when do you use the cosine rule?
Pause.
Answer, when you have two sides and the included angle or all three sides of a non-right-angled triangle.
Question three, in a right-angled triangle, which side is always the longest?
Pause. Answer, the hypotenuse.
Question four, if your calculator gives you an error when finding sine of 90 degrees, what's the likely problem?
Pause.
Answer, your calculator is in radians mode instead of degrees mode.
Question five, what's the first thing you should do when you see a three-dimensional trigonometry problem?
Pause.
Answer, identify and redraw the relevant two-dimensional right-angled triangle.
Summary and sign off 1 minute.
Brilliant. Let's wrap up. Trigonometry is all about recognizing patterns and applying the correct formula systematically. For right-angled triangles, label your sides and use SOHK-TOO. For non-right-angled triangles at higher tier, decide between sine rule and cosine rule based on what information you have. Always check your calculators in degree mode, avoid premature rounding, and show you're working clearly for those method marks. Remember, examiners are looking for candidates who can select the correct technique, substitute accurately, and present their reasoning logically. Trigonometry questions often carry 4 to 6 marks, so they're worth spending time on. Practice identifying which ratio or rule to use, and you'll find these questions become some of the most reliable mark scorers on the paper. Thank you for listening, and best of luck with your revision. You've got this.